Welcome back to the Coach's Show, and going to turn our attention to tennis, girls' tennis. We've been trying for a couple of weeks now to wrap up that season, Doctor, but that's fine because you have your date set for your annual banquet. We'll talk about that a little bit, but it was a fun year for you. Sad to say goodbye to some seniors, but you played well.
Yeah, boy, it was a lot of fun. It was a great year. I hope that I had a good time. I hope the gals had a good time. We had six, seven seniors consistently playing our varsity lineup, and we don't get that very often, so that was great. And it was just a great group of kids, too. You know, they worked hard. They were great examples for the younger crew. It's nice to have those sort of folks on your team, and to have six or seven of them at once, that's a big plus and a blessing for the team. So we'll be sad to see them go.
That's for sure, and we'll certainly highlight them during the chat this morning. But, you know, Paul comes out and watches you and broadcasts tennis. There isn't too many radio stations in the country that do tennis or cross country or golf or any of those. But I also try to make an appearance in that. And your assistant coach is a live one, isn't he?
Yeah, Austin is awesome. He's got energy coming out every direction, and he's awesome to have on the team. The kids love him. He's just a lot of fun. You know, and he works at the JV, you know, we both work on both ends, but Austin manages the JV end, and he does a great job with them, and I'm lucky to have him. He's been coaching with me now, I think this is probably 4 years or 5 years, so I hope he's back next year. I think he's awesome for the program. I want the kids to have fun, you know. We want to compete, we want to work hard, but if you're not enjoying it, then, you know, there's not a lot of point in being there. And boy, he definitely brings that part of to the mat, to the practices, to the matches, everything out there.
So. Well, it shows up with your numbers every year, too.
Yeah, you know, we've been lucky. We were up to about 23, and unfortunately, Claire Lowry, we got her in some action at the end of the season, but she had a broken foot at the beginning. Oh, wow. We lost her for the whole season. Would have had 24. We're losing eight seniors. I'm hoping we get some gals out so we can replace those folks. You know, just try to keep the program building and growing.
That's for sure. Important. Well, the last time we chatted, you went through not only the team in the section, but the individuals that in that as well. So it's time to wrap up the season. But I think you mentioned what your record was.
Yeah, we ended up 10-6 on the year, and that was all of our regular season play. And then we ended up winning one and losing one in section as well. So we did a great job. I feel like. Our section is tough. We've got Waska, a state-ranked team. We were just chatting. They went on to win the consolation for team down at state, so they did a nice job down there. Osakis is always challenging Minnewaska, so we've got a tough section to get out of, but I think we did well. We ended up, like I said, 10-6 on the season, and the gals played really well. And if you don't mind, I'll just take a little bit
sure.
and go down to our seniors at least.
For sure.
And chat about them a little bit. Anna Hacker played one single. She did a great job for us this year. She was a strong player, very consistent. She ended up at 15-5 for the season. So did a nice job up there. You're always seeing the best player on the other team. So you know you're going to have the toughest competition up there. Was able to work on her game, played consistent tennis, I think. You know, her strength was not battling it out on the baseline, but looking for her angle shots and placing the ball well. And I think she did that effectively, and her record kind of reflects that as well. So she did a nice job there for us. Addie Oy played two singles for us. Her record, you know, she was 4-13 on the season. But you know what? I don't think Addie's record really reflects where she was. A lot of those were tiebreaker matches, 4-6, 5-7 sort of sets. Could have gone either way. You know, Addie struggled to close those out. She did a good job, though. She works hard. I think, you know, she wants it as bad as everybody else on the team does, so it's not an issue or a question of hard work or effort at all on her part. You know, it's just a matter of getting all those pieces together and managing to put them together at the right time to get the match to go your direction. And, you know, two singles, again, you're often going to see either the second best player or the third best player on that other team. So Addie's got tough competition every time she gets out there. So, I mean, I appreciated her attitude. She never had a bad attitude. She never showed any signs of giving up or becoming frustrated or you know, definitely there were matches where she was frustrated and wanted things to go differently, but I knew every time she walked on the court, she was going to give it her best shot, and she was going to work hard at it. So that's all you can ask of these kids. You know, our third and fourth singles were Caitlin Whitnable, Maddie Matthews. Both are ninth graders coming back next year. Very excited to have them back. Really did a great job for us this year. A lot of improvement. Caitlin winning probably about 50% of her matches, and Maddie winning about 70%. So really did a nice job bringing in points for us as a team so we could win matches that way. Jessica Sigdahl, Rachel Halverson, again, a couple of seniors for us playing one doubles. Boy, did a great job. They were 13-7 on the season. And again, that one doubles position, you're probably going to see the second best player and either the third or the fourth best player on the team a lot of times in that position. So they've got stiff competition. They're gonna have some hard work over there. I think they really peaked at the right time towards the end of the season. They struggled a little bit in the beginning, kind of taking control of matches and being on top from the beginning. They might get behind in the set or get behind a set even, but they're always able to claw their way out, find a way to fight back and get themselves in a position where they could win the match. So they did a nice job. Both great servers, did a great job at the net. Jessica has great hands up there, definitely our best player on the team, you know, managing balls at the net. So I'm really going to miss that. We're going to have some big holes to fill there next year. Bree Koloff is a senior from Lac La Parle, and then Veda Maharaj, a senior from Dawson. They were 15-4 on the season at two doubles for us. So, boy, really did well. Again, our doubles lineup, we were a double strong team overall, actually. So we're going to have some holes to fill there. Again, Bree and Veda played last year. They played this year together. It means so much when you can have that continuity and the players get to know each other. They know their strengths and weaknesses. Doubles is so important to understand how to move on the court and what your know what to expect your partner is going to do next. So when you have that understanding with your partner and you have that time and that experience, boy, it makes such a difference. That's kind of a lot of times a little bit of a hidden extra when you're playing other opponents. You know, you may be paired equally as far as talents and skills, but if you have that experience with your partner, that comes out into play in a lot of different ways to give you a big advantage.
Yeah.
So they did. They're just a lot of fun. They had a great time out there. Most of the time, I had to, after their matches were done, win or lose, they're over there visiting with their opponents, and I had to shoo them off the court after 5 or 10 minutes and tell them, we got to get more players out here. Yeah, time to move on here. So, you know, they're great, great players, and I think they had a great attitude, great sportsmanship, talking to the other folks there. We had Sarah Halverson and then Kylie Wendiger. Kylie is a senior from Dawson. She's quiet. She worked hard. She and Sarah played some really good third doubles for us this year. I think, again, they peaked towards the end, playing better, being more aggressive, keeping the ball away from that person up at the net, which is critical in doubles. You got to protect the ball. Make sure you're not giving them easy points up close where it's easier to put it away and finish the points. They did a really nice job. Wasn't sure how that would work. Sarah's a ninth grader for us, a 10th grader, and Kylie's a senior, but they really gelled nicely and clicked, and you know, I thought they played really well. So again, all the way up and down the lineup, I'm going to really miss our team this year. It was a lot of fun to work with them.
Yeah. And with graduating 8 seniors like you are, some of those people that Mr. Ireland works with are going to have to fill those spots.
Oh, we are. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I've been kind of encouraging some of those JV players and exhibition players saying, hey, you know, you're moving up here. This is you next year. Be thinking about what you want to do. Let's have you maybe hang around and watch some of these matches, get an idea of the level you need to play at to compete in these positions. So it's hard. Tennis is like a lot of sports. It's a skill you develop over years. You can't just step into it and very rarely excel at it in the same year you start it. So we know we're going to take our lumps. We're going to have eighth graders playing half of our varsity positions next year, but
other teams run into that as well.
Yep, they have their times as well. So, you know, you enjoy the good times when you have them, and you prepare for the times where it's going to be a little bit more challenging.
Well, hopefully the girls go out for other sports along the line throughout the school year, winter sport and spring sport. But both Madison and Dawson, I think there's a couple courts in Appleton that they can get a friend and go down and hit the ball all summer long. And I'm sure there's some camps available as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's so often for the gals who aren't active in the winter. And, you know, we do have a number of people in dance and they're doing mm-hmm. things like yep. that. And that's great. I think that's good to do things like that. But right, there's even options in the winter to stay active with things. And then in the summer, you know, we run summer tennis out at the high school two nights a week.
Okay.
There's camps around the okay. area to be involved in. Absolutely.
Yep.
We're going to try to get a like an elementary camp again this spring, just like we did last spring. So we'll hopefully get some interest in those fourth, fifth, and sixth graders from Appleton, Dawson, and Madison here. And, you know, I think it's a great sport. You can pick up a racket almost in any town, go out, play for free, yeah. have some fun. You just need another partner to play with, and
right.
that's it. So.
Yeah. And our school isn't getting any bigger, and the volleyball coach and the cross-country coach want the girls as well.
Right, yeah, and now we have a swim team in the fall, too.
That's right.
You know, we're all competing for bodies out right. there, right? We want to try to get some players for our sport. And, you know, I think it's important just they do something. It's so good. There's so many things you learn and so many good experiences you can have participating in something as a team. So I just encourage everybody out there to get out and get involved in something.
Yep. That's for sure.
You know, if it's tennis, we'd love to have you.
Yep.
But if it's not, good for you. You know, have fun as well with that.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned at the top of the talk the banquet coming up.
Yeah, we have our tennis banquet. It's going to be November 12th. It's a Tuesday over at the Happy Hour in Madison here. We're going to shoot for 7 o'clock. It's pizza and wings. Come on over. Eat as much as you can. We'll try to put on a good program for you, have some photos to look at, and you know, kind of think back on the season and enjoy the times that we had. So.
You always have some special awards, but you're yeah. going to announce those at that time, and then have to check the newspapers.
Right, yeah, essentially. I mean, we do have some all-conference players, and they know who they're at. We'll present them with the awards. I can mention it here because they already know who they are. So we did have three all-conference players this year, Anna Hacker, Jessica Sigdahl, and Rachel Halverson all made all-conference.
Okay.
So, that's quite an honor. We've got 9 teams in our conference, and there's 16 gals that make all conference automatically, and those 3 were in the 16 that made
okay.
all conference automatically. So, boy, if we can get 1 or 2 players a year up there, we're happy. If we get 3, that's really great.
Yeah.
So.
And that, you know, we always say you're in the West Central. You know,
right.
The school used to be in the West Central, but now they're in the Camden Conference, and there's very little tennis there.
Right, yeah. We still play all the West Central Conference teams, exactly. So we're with, you know, Glenwood, Melrose, Sauk Center, YME, Montevideo, Benson.
New London, you'll
yeah,
see.
Yep, all so, those teams.
Yeah, so you're the small school.
We tend to be the little bit of the smaller fish out there. But, you know, we give them a fight.
Oh,
we
yes.
Try to work hard and make them earn their win if they're going to beat us. So, absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in every Saturday morning or making time for us to call you during the week and find out the progress of your team. Anything else, Doctor?
No, I appreciate you having us on every week. It's great to be able to talk about the team a little bit and just kind of let people know we're out there and we're playing. And, you know, we'd love to have people come out and join us or come out and cheer us on. So I appreciate
well,
it.
The one match that I came out, there was a lot of people there watching. So
yeah.
That's a common thing, I think,
right.
When they know you're playing.
Yeah, and I guess I would say, you know, we've had great support from the families this year. The parents have been phenomenal and supporting us with being out there, helping us get to matches, providing us with food. Every time we turn around and we need something, folks are there helping
yep.
out. So
yep.
really appreciate that.
Yep. The beauty of the small town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Doctor. That's Dr. Brandt Hacker on girls tennis. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.